This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Stay focused.
Why don't you three go get to know each other?
Yeah.
Remember, glare and wither, and don't look directly into his eyes, but don't get lost in his hair either.
And remember what's important.
I can't just turn my back on someone I love because they made a mistake.
I thought we were friends.
So did I.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, June 6th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Jennifer Coolidge wants the White Lotus's body count to keep growing, and she has the perfect victim in mind for season three. Coolidge, who played Tanya McCoy on the first two seasons of HBO's Emmy-winning series from creator Mike White, is out for blood. During her Actors on Actors conversation with The Bear star Jeremy Allen White, the actress considered the fate of Tanya's scheming husband, Greg, played by John Grice, and shared her sincere hope that he will return to the show so he can be killed off. Have a listen.
So there is going to be a third season of White Lotus. Obviously, Tanya's passed. Do you think there would be any space in the third season for, like, whether it's like a flashback or anything like that for Tanya? And also, what do you think ended up happening to Greg, John's character?
I'll address the Greg thing first. My hope for John Grice is that he's not finished with Greg. And right. And I hope there's some comeuppance
sure. For
evil Greg.
Yes.
He deserves some bad treatment and
I agree.
Possibly a death himself.
Sure.
So I'm hoping for that.
Good.
He really does, you know, sometimes. But Mike is always like, Mike is so true to real life that Mike would write something where nothing bad really does happen to John Grice because that's how life works a lot
sometimes
of the time.
You get away with it.
You
yeah,
get
sure.
away with it. Yeah. That story is hasn't been finished.
Yeah.
And for John Grice's, you know, good acting and everything, I think he should, I don't know, end up in a meat grinding machine or something,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
or
sure.
something, but definitely have another go.
Yeah.
If Tanya could come back in any form or whatever, maybe she could come back as a seagull and poke Greg's eyes out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Gotta watch out for seagulls. Well, despite Greg's promise that Greg's feelings for Tanya were genuine, the newlyweds hit an all-time marriage-ending obstacle when he exited the second season midway, leaving Tanya to vacation alone, completely unaware that her husband was working to have her killed and steal her fortune. Against all odds, Tanya managed to piece the plot together in the finale and overcome her captors just in time. Still, she didn't survive her second outing, falling to a shocking death after tripping off the side of a yacht. You can see Coolidge and Jeremy Allen White's full conversation at EW.com. The documentary tracing Louis C.K.'s return to comedy is not moving forward at Showtime. Announced last year, the project was in the works at Paramount before its streaming service, Paramount Plus, merged with Showtime. Helmed by Blackpink Light Up the Sky director Caroline Sue, the documentary was set to cover the comedian's downfall and comeback within the larger context of the Me Too movement. At the time, it was revealed that the film would feature the New York Times reporters who broke the story that C.K. was accused of sexual misconduct by five women. It is unclear if the documentary will move forward elsewhere. Reps for Sue did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. And Anna Shea, the heiress who rose to fame on the Netflix reality series Bling Empire, died unexpectedly from a stroke at the age of 62. Shea made her debut on the first season of Bling Empire, centered on a group of wildly wealthy Asian and Asian Americans as they navigated life, love, and glamour in Los Angeles. She was the daughter of late billionaire Edward Shea, founder of the American defense and government services contractor Pacific Architects and Engineers. Though her no-nonsense persona made her a foe to some of the cast members, it quickly made her a fan favorite among viewers. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number three.
America's Got Talent? More like Osaka's Got Talent. On our number three pick, tonight's new episode of America's Got Talent, an all-female dance group from Osaka, Japan, called Avant-Garde, performs for the judges and wows each of them with their major dance skills, especially Simon Cowell, who calls the group genius. Here's a sneak peek where Heidi Klum first gives the kudos.
I mean, you are so beyond in sync, and you really think outside the box. I really feel like I saw your Japanese soul. Thank you!
Sophia, this was beyond anything I expected. It was something weird that we've never seen. I love you girls.
Thank you!
Yes! That was genius.
Wow.
I'm really, really, really happy you've come all the way from Japan to here, so thank you.
I'll put it in your terms. I loved everything that you do. I've never seen anything like this before, so I'm going to start off the voting with your first yes.
Well, someone called JT, because these girls are seriously in sync. America's Got Talent airs tonight at 8 on NBC.
Number two.
Family members, friends, or foes? That is the question on everyone's mind in our next pick, the new episode of Superman and Lois. Clark helps John Henry and General Lane track down the Manheims, while Lois looks after the boys and prepares for a procedure. John Henry and Nat both want to help Mateo, but get into an argument in the process. Here's a preview.
Mateo was gone. He made his choice.
Can't just turn my back on someone I love because they made a mistake.
I thought we were friends.
So did I.
You lied to me.
I didn't have a choice.
She's going to bring down the whole block.
We need to stop her.
I'm working on it.
Plus, Bruno's plans don't go how he was hoping, and Pia's condition is on the decline. Superman and Lois gets underway tonight at 8 on the CW. It's trivia time. Michael Cimino has been shaking things up on How I Met Your Father, which we'll have more on in just a few. The actor's been pretty busy lately between that show as well as the upcoming season of Never Have I Ever, streaming later this week. But on which series did Cimino star as the title role? Was it as Dash on Dash and Lily, Alex on Alex Rider, or Victor on Love, Victor? Stick around for the answer as well as more on our number one pick, How I Met Your Father. What to Watch will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Before we get to our number one pick, the BritBox series The Tower wraps up its second season today. You can stream that now. In addition to that show, Jimmy Akinbola also co-stars as Jeffrey on Bel Air, which recently wrapped its second season on Peacock. Now, when he has a chance to be a viewer rather than make TV, we wondered, Jimmy Akinbola, what you watching?
One of the main shows I've been watching this year has been Beef on Netflix. It's such a good show. You don't know where it's going. You know, there's so many great twists and turns, and it's refreshing to see Asians represented on US TV in such a great way. The performances are just brilliant. You know, they deserve awards. The other show I've been watching is Snowfall. Damson Idris is a star. He's going to be a movie star. And watching him grow as an actor over the five seasons has been such a joy. Do check it out. And in terms of films, I've probably just seen one of the best films of 2023. It's called The Angry Black Girl and Her Monster. It's about a brilliant teenager who believes death is a disease that can be cured. After, you know, the sudden murder of her brother, unfortunately, she embarks on a journey, I suppose, to try and bring him back to life. So it's inspired by Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. The film thematically challenges our ideas about life and death. And the director's done such a great job. It's his debut movie, Bomani J. Story. He wrote and directed it. And there's many different nuanced layers to the film. You know, it talks about the terrors of systemic pressure, and again, you know, what we possibly might do to bring our loved ones back.
Wedding bells? More like wedding hell on our next pick, How I Met Your Father. Now, last week, guest star Michael Cimino's Swish proposed, much to her dismay, to Val, who said yes. And despite their age difference and quick love story, this week, it's time for the engagement party. Now, Val's parents, played by Mark Consuelos and Constance Marie, attend the party in shock and devise a plan with Sophie to get Swish to call off the engagement. Take a listen to this clip.
You're engaged to a child? What have you done to your life, my darling?
It's because we gave her that cell phone too early. That Motorola Razr rotted out her brain.
I need you guys to focus, okay? Swish wants your blessing. And if you don't give it to him, he will call it off. For a guy named Swish, he's surprisingly traditional.
You're engaged to someone named Swish?
It's not his real name.
What is?
Okay, from you, I need disapproving dad. Glare at him. Can you glare for me, Juan?
It's more of like a smolder.
I'm sorry, I have resting smolder face.
Oh, it's a curse.
Oh my God.
How's this?
Oh, there, that's the glare. And from you, I want subtle disappointment. Give me like a withering head shake. Less movement, if it's slight, it hurts more. Devastating.
Mr. and Mrs. M? Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you guys made it. I thought you were in India.
They were, but India closed.
Damn, that sucks, but welcome.
He believes in India closed.
Thank you.
Hey, why don't you three go get to know each other?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, glare and wither, and don't look directly into his eyes, but don't get lost in his hair either.
So, will they live happily ever after? The new episode of How I Met Your Father is streaming now on Hulu. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. On which series did Michael Cimino star as the title role? Dash and Lily, Alex Rider, or Love, Victor? Well, did you love Michael on this show? It was Love, Victor. Set in the same world as the 2018 movie Love, Simon, Love, Victor follows Cimino's Victor Salazar, a high schooler who's figuring out his sexuality and his life in a new town. That is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.